I want to ask you about something we were discussing with Congressman Lawler just before you, and that is this unusual decision for the U.S. government to take a stake in chip maker Intel. That company's been struggling of late, and its CEO was criticized by the president of the United States. He was criticized by the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Tom Cotton. President Trump mentioned all of that on Friday, and he said this.
He walked in wanting to keep his job, and he ended up giving us $10 billion to the United States. So we picked up $10 billion, and we do a lot of deals like that.
The president said the CEO wanted to keep his job, so he offered a 10% stake in his company. Is this signaling a new era for U.S. policy? I mean, central planning of the economy?
I don't think so. Margaret, look, as the congressman said, it's good to send a message that companies will not get something for nothing. And that is what they've gotten used to since 2008, all the bailouts. And what the U.S. is saying now is which were paid back, but at the time, the government took enormous risk in many, many areas. The most important distinction, if I may here, is between ownership and control. Yes, the government can own 10%, but it must not control how this company manages its affair. Because once we go down that road, that is a really dangerous road, and that would eat away at what makes America really special, which is a dynamic entrepreneurial economy.
Mm-hmm. And I believe the Commerce Secretary said there won't be control, but that is something to watch for.